All right, ready to have our minds blown again. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something I know a lot of you are fascinated by, bilingualism.
Always a hot topic.
It really is.
Yeah.
And for good reason, right? I mean, we've all heard that learning another language can open up a whole new world of experiences. But what we're going to uncover today goes way beyond just being able to order a coffee in Italian or haggle for a souvenir in Mandarin.
Yeah, forget just traveling. We're talking about giving your brain a serious upgrade.
Exactly. And we're basing this deep dive on some really cool research out of Educluster Finland, University of Jyväskylä Group. They dove headfirst into the science of bilingualism and found that there are some mind-blowing advantages to knowing more than one language.
And the really cool part is you don't even have to be perfectly fluent to reap the benefits. Even a little bit of language learning can have a significant impact.
See, this is what gets me fired up. It's not just about speaking another language perfectly. It's about how that process actually changes the way we think.
It's like rewiring your brain for success. And they've identified six major ways this happens, which we're going to break down for you today.
Six advantage clusters, each one cooler than the last. So let's kick things off with the flexible mind. I love this one because it suggests bilingualism turns your brain into like a mental gymnast.
It's such a great analogy. Think about it. When you speak more than one language, your brain is constantly switching between them. And that seems to train your brain to be more adaptable in all sorts of ways.
So you can see a problem from multiple angles, effortlessly switching perspectives to find the best solution.
Exactly. It's like having a mental Swiss Army knife. You're ready for anything.
Which, let's face it, comes in pretty handy in today's world.
Yeah.
Okay, but it gets even better because knowing two languages can also make you a sharper problem solver. Enter the problem-solving mind.
Yeah, there's this fascinating research looking at bilingual children, and they consistently outperform their peers in those, like, tricky puzzle-solving tasks.
It's like their brains have an extra gear or something.
You do. It's all about executive function, basically. The brain's control center for staying focused, planning, and tuning out distractions. Bilinguals, they just seem to have this area on overdrive.
So it's like their brains are doing a constant workout, juggling languages and building up those mental muscles. And that translates to better performance in all areas of life.
Totally. And it makes you wonder if learning a second language can have this impact. What happens when we add a third or even a fourth? But that's a whole other deep dive.
Oh, we're going to get there, don't you worry. But first, let's unravel this next advantage cluster, because it sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. The metalinguistic mind.
It sounds super complex, right? But it's actually pretty straightforward. It just means you have a deeper understanding of how language itself works.
So, like, instead of just using words, you're thinking about them, analyzing them.
Mm.
It's like having X-ray vision for language.
Exactly. You can see through the surface and understand all the nuances, the intentions behind the words, even spot when someone's trying to manipulate you with their language.
It's a superpower.
Yeah.
And one that actually spills over into other skills, right? I read that there's a strong link between metalinguistic awareness and becoming a better reader.
Absolutely. It's like this one skill unlocks a whole chain reaction of cognitive benefits, which is something we see again with our next advantage cluster, the learning mind.
All right. So tell me, is it true? Can learning a second language actually boost your memory power?
The research says yes. It's like building a mental gym. And every time you learn a new language, you're adding a brand new piece of equipment. You're building new pathways in your brain, strengthening those connections that help you learn and remember.
So it's not just about memorizing vocabulary. It's about creating this awesome foundation for learning anything.
And the research shows that even if you're only exposed to another language for a short time, especially when you're young, it can spark noticeable changes in your brain activity, particularly in the areas related to memory.
So early exposure is key, which makes perfect sense when you think about how kids seem to soak up languages like sponges.
It really highlights the incredible plasticity of our brains, especially in those early years.
It makes you wonder if we're holding ourselves back by sticking to just one language, you know?
Right. And that actually ties into the next advantage cluster, the interpersonal mind, because it's not just about thinking differently. It's about connecting with people on a whole new level.
Okay, so how does being bilingual make you a social butterfly?
Think about it. When you speak more than one language, you're not just switching between words. You're switching between cultural contexts, too. It's like you develop this extra layer of sensitivity to how people communicate and interact.
So it's like cultural intelligence becomes second nature.
Exactly. Bilinguals, they just seem to have this knack for reading between the lines, picking up on those subtle cues that others might miss, like tone of voice, body language, all that good stuff.
It's like their social radar gets a serious upgrade. They're not just hearing the words, they're understanding the unspoken messages behind them.
And that ability to understand different perspectives, it seems to go hand in hand with increased empathy. Because when you can step into someone else's language, you're also stepping into their shoes, you know?
It's like building bridges of understanding instead of walls of separation.
And those bridges, they become even stronger when you factor in another benefit, inhibitory control.
Wait, break that down for me. Inhibitory control, it sounds kind of intense.
It's a fancy way of saying you can hit the pause button before reacting impulsively.
Oh, so like, instead of just firing off a response, you take a moment to process.
Exactly. And bilinguals, they seem to be pros at this. Because their brains are constantly juggling languages, they've had all this extra practice in switching between different modes of thinking and behaving.
So in the heat of the moment, they might be more likely to take a beat, consider different perspectives, and then respond in a way that's both thoughtful and culturally sensitive.
Exactly. They're playing a more strategic social game, you could say.
It's fascinating how all these advantages weave together. It's like bilingualism doesn't just make you smarter. It makes you a better communicator, a more empathetic person, a more savvy navigator of the social world.
And that brings us to the final and perhaps the most profound advantage cluster, the aging mind.
Okay, before we dive into that, I gotta say, this whole deep dive has me rethinking what it means to age gracefully. It's like we've been sold this idea that our brains inevitably decline as we get older. But bilingualism seems to challenge that notion.
It really does. You know how people talk about building cognitive reserve, like it's a retirement fund for your brain? Well, bilingualism is like making a hefty deposit.
So instead of just letting our brains coast into retirement, we can actively challenge them, keep those synapses firing, those connections strong.
Precisely. And the research on this is incredibly promising. Lifelong bilinguals, they often experience a later onset of age-related decline. And some studies even suggest they may be more resistant to those, you know, more serious conditions like dementia.
So it's not just about remembering where you put your keys. It's about potentially protecting your brain from more serious decline. Now, that's what I call proactive healthcare.
Right. It's like giving your brain the best possible chance to age well. And the really exciting thing is it's never too late to start building that cognitive reserve.
I love that. It's a message of hope and empowerment, right? It's like no matter your age, you can still take charge of your brain health and unlock new possibilities.
Absolutely. And this research from EduCluster Finland doesn't just stop at outlining these incredible benefits. They actually delve into how we can use this knowledge to transform education, which is where things get really interesting.
Because let's be honest, the traditional model of language education, it's kind of stuck in the past, right?
Yeah.
We learn one language at a time, often in isolation from other subjects.
It's true. And what this paper argues so brilliantly is that we need to move beyond that, embrace a more integrated approach that recognizes the interconnectedness of language and learning.
And they specifically highlight content and language integrated learning, or CLIL, as a powerful way to make this happen.
Mm.
So for those of us who might be hearing this for the first time, what exactly is CLIL?
Imagine a classroom where kids are learning about history, but they're doing it by, say, reading primary sources in Spanish, discussing historical events in French, even writing essays from the perspective of historical figures, all in another language.
So it's not just about learning a language in isolation. It's about using that language as a tool to explore other subjects more deeply.
Exactly. It's about creating this immersive, engaging learning environment that mirrors how we naturally acquire language in the real world.
It's about breaking down those artificial barriers between language and content, recognizing that they can and should complement and enhance each other. And this kind of approach, it taps into those same cognitive benefits we were talking about earlier, right? Like that enhanced problem solving, the mental flexibility.
Absolutely. Because when you're learning in this more integrated way, your brain is constantly making connections, building new pathways, and that translates to a more powerful, more agile mind.
It really makes you wonder, you know, if we're only scratching the surface of what our brains can do when we embrace multilingualism.
It's a question that's got educators buzzing. If, like this research shows, even dipping your toes into another language can be such a brain boost, imagine diving headfirst into a whole world of languages. The possibilities are mind-blowing.
Right. And, you know, this deep dive has really flipped the script for me. I used to think, learn a language, sure, but I gotta be fluent, or what's the point?
Yeah.
But this research totally busts that myth. It's not about perfection. It's about the journey.
100%. Every new word, every conversation, even the times you fumble, that's your brain rewiring, reshaping itself. It's a lifelong workout for your mind.
Love that analogy. It's not the destination, but the adventures along the way.
Right.
And those adventures, they're unlocking new ways of thinking, new connections with the world, a sharper, more resilient you.
Exactly. And the best part, these benefits, they're for everyone. Doesn't matter if you're hitting the books or hitting retirement, never too late to start building that brain power.
Such an inspiring message. No matter who you are, where you're at, you've got this incredible power to learn, to grow, to reshape your own mind. It's never game over for your brain.
And if there's one thing I hope you take away from this deep dive, it's this. Don't underestimate yourself. Even a little language learning can have a huge impact. You don't need to be fluent to start reaping the benefits.
So true. Every step you take, it's a victory. You're opening up new pathways, new ways of seeing the world, new possibilities. Keep exploring, keep learning, because you never know what incredible things your amazing brain is capable of.